this week's Seder, it says, because Rabbi told Moshe, Kachas Aaron Bezaloza Benoi, Vahaloisam Oror. Vahavshet es Aaron es Begodov, Vilbashtam es Eloza Benoi, Vaharon Yeyosef Umesham. So take Aaron and Eloza Benoi, and that's where Aaron will be Nifta. So Krashi, what types Kachas Aaron? Bedivrei Nechumim. Words of consolation. Amar loy ashrecha shetira kisrecha nosun lebincha. You're fortunate that you see that your keser is being passed over to your son. Mash ein ani zakoy lekach. The ha'ara that struck me is that you're taking Aaron up to Har Ha'or. You know, a minute later, he is going to pass away. And you say, Ashrecha, that you're going to see your son taking over your position. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? That for 1 second, I'm going to have nachas. I'll see my son taking over the position. What's the... Evidently, it is a big deal. Kachas Aaron, this is Dibbe Nichum, Aaron who worked his whole life. He worked his whole life, and this is the climax of his life. The climax of his life is that he should see that his son is putting on his begodim for a second. Then he passes away, and that's it. So what's the grace of that? So one lesson we see from here, it's a vadikavis. It's not a secondary nachas. We see a lesson from here that if the person lives a life and the children are continuing in the life that he led, that it's a nachas which isn't momentary. It's nachas that remains for nitzvies. And the ashrecha is that there are certain people that pass away and bro mezaka abba, And the children, Amazaka, they're the parents. That's after the parents are dead. But here, the father, while he's alive, sees something which is a nitzchias dicker thing. That we see. The importance of nitzchias through the mishpacha. You know, many times I've said, shot in the in Parshas Bereishis, in Chumash Bereishis, Parshas Vayeshev, it says, "Vayove Yosef is the bosom royal aviyah. The Yisrael lohav es Yosef mikol bonov ki ben zekunim hubay." So Rashi says, "What's the taich? He loved him more." Rashi says, "Dov dovaracha ki ziv ekunin ponov daimin l'shalom." Because he looked like his father. And it struck me, and I've said many times, it's ludicrous. Which father loves a child more because he looks like him? And we're talking about Yaakov Avinu. That the Torah writes down, that you darshan each tag, and each letter, and so belittling Yaakov Avinu. Right? Yaakov liked Yosef because Yosef looked like him. So therefore he made him kesein as pasim. Right? I mean, we're talking about... A simpleton? It doesn't make any sense. Anybody who's a father knows that he doesn't love a child more because he looks like him. It's not true. So what does it mean? So if you're medayik in the lashon of the Chazal, it doesn't say ki ekunin pon of daimon l'shem rov. It says ki ziv ekunin pon of l'shem rov. The shine of his face. Right? As I've said many times, You all of us in our madrigas can see a person, and you can see there's a mid of chesed in this person. You can see a fine individual. You can see a vulgar individual. You can see a mean individual. Another last time, Rav Volba says, Rabbi Yazkan Omer Bekal Kanesh Agibu Kariros Kitzilas, it's an Avichash Bashamayim. Right? And the same Mishnah, it says, As Panam Legehenim. So Rav Olba says, What's Pshat? So he says, What's the Taish Rabbi Yazkan Omer? You gotta be stubborn. If something is right, you're stubborn. I'm not gonna give in because this Meshugana wants me to be like him. He says, as panim is the pshat that the as is a seen on the face. Every single godel is an as. Every single bentor is an as. What's he as? He's stubborn. What's right is right. But you don't see as on the face. You see such an imus, drocher d'achinayam. You see such a relaxed face. You see such a shiny face. He's been makabel person, the person to save upon him, your face. You know, those who had the fortune of meeting Rav Pam, Olav Mechaim Lechaim, Rav Shlomo Zalman, you know, beautiful, happy human beings. They're as stubborn as could be. As stubborn as could be. Because the stubborn means, because you're a Meshugna, I gotta be a Meshugna. That's the stubbornness. But when there's an as panim, that's as panim l'gehenim. So what's the pshat ziv ekun and pan of daimon l'shalavit? There was a shine on Yosef's face, right, which gave a message that he's similar to his father. What do you mean he's similar to his father? That he had the midas of his father. Right? When a person works and he's mashlim himself, he's mashlim, and Yaakov had the mid of emes. The Chazal tell us that Yosef was roi, that Yud Beis Shvatim should come from him. That Yosef, of all the Shvatim, was the most similar to Yaakov. Where do we see it? He said, Vayove Yosef as the bosom roi laviyam. Right? Yisrael was Yosef Mikhal Banov. I heard from Rabbi Avigdor Miller that, well, what's the smicha of Parshas? You know, Yosef comes, says Lashon Hara, and his brothers, right? And Yisrael Avas Yosef, we call Banu Kvenz Gunel. You know, Yaakov enjoys Yosef saying Lashon Hara. So the Afika Yam says, what's the taich? Vayove Yosef, the bosom of Avim. We should say, Vayisafa Yosef. Right? So I've said it over to the Bachram that Yosef was such a tzaddik, which Yaakov saw. It doesn't say that Yosef told what he saw, but Vayove Yosef as the Basam Ra. Yosef just brought the words of his brothers to his father. He says, "I'm not interpreting anything. This is what they said." Right? That's Vayove Yosef as the Basam Ra. He brought not Vayisaper, because Vayisaper means your own interpretation. You know, this is what I sensed. Vayove Yosef. And the Fikyam says, Vayove Yosef is the bosom roh el avihem. I mean, el avihem should be el aviv. He brought the words to his father. His father was their father. So the Fikyam says, why? Because Yosef was medakdik. He says, to my father, I have no right to tell him any lashon hara. I have no right to speak to someone who can't do anything. The reason why I'm speaking to my father, because my father is their father. Because since he is their father, so therefore I'm telling their father what they said. Yaakov saw in this, he saw in Yosef's midas the inyan of achrayus, the inyan of responsibility. Right? The brother saw in this, Rabbi Avigdor Miller says, lashon hara. The father saw in this responsibility. Where do you see that this is the ziv ekunin pun of daimon l'shalavit? Because we find that when Yaakov came to Padan Aram, right? So he sees the royim and he says, Oid hayem gadol. He says, this is the middle of the day. What are you standing still doing nothing? Right? He says, go give the tzayin water. So the Sepunu asks, you have somebody who's a stranger, right? In the middle of the day, he's giving mussar in the middle of the day to people he doesn't know. He says, go give them water. So the Sepunu says, ki had tzaddik mois es ha'ovel. He says tzaddikim can't stand avos being done, and therefore, when he saw people doing avos, he had to speak up. He couldn't keep quiet. Yaakov saw in Yosef that Yosef had the same need as he did. He interprets it as an avla, right? And he comes to his father and he says, it seems to me an avla is being done, but decide yourself. He saw mamash the responsibility which lefi the death, he was roy for Malchus, so therefore he made for him kesein as possible, which showed that he's taka a melech. So the reason why Yaakov loved Yosef is because he saw in Yosef a perpetuation of his life. His life's teaching, what the most important thing in his life, he saw Yosef of all the children is perpetuating that. And therefore this created the Kesher. And the Torah is telling us that it's important to perpetuate your life because you're a link. You're a link. As much as we don't understand it, I once heard Rabbi Lapian. I got a few tapes of his. He spoke at a Sheva Brachas. He says, why is such a big deal for a chasna more than anything else? You have a band, etc. He says because you're shutting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the perpetuation of the world. Right? He says we're supposed to perpetuate the world. That's the greatest simcha. And when a person is a shaling, and he's perpetuating the tachlis of life, which is ruchnius, there's no greater simcha to the person. I've said recently, it says in halacha that you shouldn't choose a sandik twice for the same mishpacha. It's a minhag not to choose a sandik twice for the same mishpacha. So there are two reasons brought down. One is that it's a segula for Ashiras, right? And therefore, let somebody else take a turn, right? And also, it's havois of yidachos. So the goyin says he doesn't see it's a segula for Ashiras, right? He says, you see, people are not wealthy. Therefore, he says it's must time for the second. You know what I mean? So somebody went over to the stipler. And he has the stipend. He says, "Listen, you've been a tzaddik so many times. You know, if it's a segula for Ashiras, you know, you should be rolling in the dough." So the stipend says, "He says, to be truthful, I disagree with the guy. I think it means Ashiras." He says, "Well, what greater Ashiras is it than to have a child like a Chaim? That's the greatest Ashiras." He says, I was zeicher to a child like a prime. That's Ashiras. So who says Ashiras means money? Ashiras means things that give you so much nachas that you're exuberant about it. Right? Having a child like a prime, that's my Ashiras. That's similar to the stipler l'shitasai. The stipler l'shitasai in his Sefer Birchas Peretz. He says in Parshas Korach, Rashi says, "Korach shepikeach hayo." How is it such a tipish to start up with Moshe? So Rashi says because he saw the Shmuel Hanavi is coming out of him. Right? He says Shmuel Hanavi is coming out of him. So if I have such a chush of a kid, I must be great. If I must be great, so Mamela, I deserve the kahuna. So the stipler says, "Okay." He says, "So what's wrong with that reasoning? What's wrong with these things? You know, if I have such a kid, I'm talking chashuv. What's wrong? Evidently something wrong. But if somebody is a tzaddik, he has to have a different outlook on things." The stipler says, how is the tzaddik supposed to look at it? He's supposed to say that if I have such a kid, he says, what else do I need? I need more. He says that if through my life, if my life was such a life that I lived a life, That a child like Shmuel Hanavi came out of me. He said, "What?" He says, "That's the greatest Ashiras." And so the stipler explains that Chazal. So I heard this stipler from Rav Pam Shlita, and Rav Pam Shtel Tzu that insight of the stipler, the Birchas Peretz, to a medrash in Parshas Baleisa. At the beginning of Parshas Baleisa, it says, Daber el Aaron, v'mat el Baleisa saneres, amul p'nei ha-menera, yirushiva saneres. So Rashi brings down that that lama nisim go parshas menorah parshas sanasim lefi shek shero aron chanukah sanasim chol shoros daite. He felt bad kishlo hayimoyim bechanukah lahu leshivtei amalei kodesh boko chayecho shalcho gedolim mishalem. Okay. So the Ramban brings down the medrash and medrash Tanakuma. He says the waspat that this is gedolim mishalem. He says, "Ramati, yesh Chanukah acheres, sheyesh bo hadlokas aneres. When he oisib al Yisrael, I dey banecha, right? It says that I'm going to give you a mitzvah that is going to be kayim even after the chum nabais. Reisi yoyid bilam. Then v'chem b'meder shabba. Amalai, hakadosh baruch hu l'moshe lechem orli aron al tisyorei." Right? So he says, listen, the Kabbalah is only one of the Beis HaMikdash Kayim, but you're going to have the Menorah. So the Rabban says, V'nei Dova Yadua Shek Shem Beis HaMikdash Kayim V'Kabbalah is Betel and the V'Kabbalah Afaner is Betelus. So what does he have? It says, "Avolei Ramzu Elul Laneres Shel Chanukas Chashmonoyim, Shehi Noheges Afla Achachum Begolusei." Right. So Aaron comes along and he says, "I want to have a shear in the Chanukas in the Chanukas of Chanukah of the Mishkan." Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Shalachol Godel Mishalahem." You know why? When the Beis Hamikdash will be destroyed, there's going to be a Chanukah. Right. So Rabban says, "What's pshat?" Aaron is saying, I want to be part of the building of the Mishkan. That's a deraisa. So you're satisfying me that there's going to be a mitzvah of Chanukah. Mitzvah of Chanukah is a mitzvah of Rabbanah. So Pam says, what's pshat? He says, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling him, Aaron, don't aspire for things that you do what you're supposed to do. He says, you should know the biggest chayr you're going to have is that because when you live your life the way you're supposed to live, you're going to have children like the Chashmonaim who are going to bring back the Torah to Kalitza. That's the greatest chayr you can have. You want to be mishtatif in the Chanukah's HaMishkan. Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, you do what you're supposed to do, and Be'ezras Hashem, right, you're going to have children like the Chashmonaim that they're going to bring back the Neres. Right, because they're going to bring back the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Right, that was the shahar given. I just want to conclude. I would have said a little more, but I left the safe inside, so I'll just go for this. There's a Masechta Pesachim, Daf Peches and Aleph. It says in the times of Mashiach, everyone is going to want to come and be Megaya. The Goyim are going to be Megaya. The non-Frum want to be Frum. So it says like this. It says, Omer Avlos, Maidik Siv, V'holchu Amim Rabim, V'yomu L'chu V'nala El Har Hashem, El Beis Elohei Yaakov. They'll say, we want to go to the Beis Elohei Yaakov. So the Gemara asks, Elohei Yaakov, lo Elohei Avram v'Yitzchak. Why only Elohei Yaakov? It's Elohei Avram v'Yitzchak. Elohei Avram shekosav v'yhar, shenema sheyema hayoyim b'har Hashem yiroa. Elohei ki Yitzchak shekosav v'yisoda, shenema v'yitzi Yitzchak lo suach v'asoda. Elohei Yaakov shekoru v'yitz, shenema v'yikah shem ha-mokam hu beis kev. Okay? That's the beginning and the end of that. So Rav Dessler asks, what's pshat? It says that the thing that's going to attract the guy, the thing that's going to attract the guy is not Avram, it's not Yitzchak, but it's Yaakov. Yaakov who gave the name of Ba'isa. So he says, what does it mean? He says, Avram is referred to as Har. A great person. He's a great person. You have somebody going around and being mashpi on people which are fronted. He says, but that is not going to be the attraction of the goy. Right? They'll see great Talmudic scholars. He says, Yitzchak is called soda. Right? In a soda, you plant trees, you get fruits later on, you get olam haba, fine. He says, that's fine. He says, the thing that's going to attract the goy, he says, is going to be the bias, which is the Jewish home. He says, Yaakov, that was mitasa shlema. He says, when the goy is going to see what a Jewish mishpacha is, that's going to be the attraction. And I've said many times, when you have a Baal Tshuva, that he comes, he's on his way up. The most attractive thing to a Baal Tshuva is spending Shabbos in a promenade. To see that there's a father, there's a mother, there are children that the father is teaching. There's a mashpia, there's a mushpa. That's something they don't have. That's the most attractive thing to the non-frum and to the goy. He says, Yaakov wasn't somebody that went out like Avram did. Yaakov is Tam Yeshev HaHolam. Right? Yet, he's the one from whom the Yud Beis Shvatim came. Yaakov built a house that was Mitos HaShleimah. I told the shtickle over to Simcha Cook, so he added a beautiful shtickle. He says that at the Yekish Chasanis, you know, they sing your kapitel tilim under the chuppah. Ashrei kol yirei Hashem, right? Yigia kapecha kisecha ashrecha v'tayvloch eshtcha kigevim preidiyo v'yagse v'secha bonecha kishasilei zeisim sabav l'shulchanecha. It's a tefillah that your children should be kishasilei zeisim sabav l'shulchanecha, right? Sitting around your table, right? That's the tefillah of a home. That bonecha kishasilei zeisim. In the pshat, what does shasilei zeisim mean? So there are two pshatim that are brought down in the Kriyas Gedolos. Or one is that the shoot of an olive remains moist under all seasons. That's a fact, right? And also, the shoot of an olive does not accept harkava. This is one of the trees that you can't be marketed. Right? He says it's a tefillah that bonecha kishasilei zeisim, right? That they're not mixed up with any other hashkafas. And they should all be sabav l'shulchanecha, which means there's a father giving the Messiah. There's a mother reflecting the Messiah, right? And this is the tefillah and the bracha that is given under the chuppah. So getting back to what we began from, it seems that Aaron, seeing even Bechayov, you see, Korach saw Nevuah Shmuel Novi is going to come out of him. So people don't see the fruits of their labor. Aaron didn't see the fruits of his labor by the Hashmonaim. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu says that he's going to have children of Hashmonaim. But the way we're supposed to live is that our life has to be a life to perpetuate, that our children perpetuate. And if I can see in my lifetime that Aaron can see that his keser is being handed over to his son, he sees that's what his life was all about. His whole life was a life of ruchnius and spreading ruchnius. And this was the greatest schar that could be given to him. I guess.